Big Jim's house.
Time to play the game.
It's our first round of Battle of the Burbs Wednesday in Big Jim's house. 248-398-9279. If you never played, today's a good day to do it. Jump in here. Some people still taking their long weeks here. We're playing for a really cool prize. We got some meat.
$25 gift certificate to the Butchery on Orchard Lake Road in Sylvan Lake. Find them online at thebutcherysl.com.
Okay, and here's the deal. They're closed today. Dave and them close on Wednesdays, but tomorrow and Friday, if you go by there and tell them you heard about them on Big Jim's house, they will give you a pound of their breakfast sausage, which you have now. Ryan, we gave you some of that as well.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the deal, though. No purchase necessary. It's absolutely free. Okay? Seriously. Just go by there and say, hey, I heard about you guys on Big Jim's house. If you need directions, it's on Orchard Lake Road in Silver Lake. Just text us the keyword there is.
Burbs.
Yeah, and we'll send it to you right there. Let's get our players, though.
I'm getting ready to make mine today. I'm excited.
You're going to make your sausage?
Yeah.
It's good stuff, dude. It is your neighborhood butchery. But yeah, David and them are just fantastic. All right, 248-398-9279. Westside's in the lead, right?
Yeah, Westside's in the lead with 50. Eastside's right behind them, down by 2. And Downriver is down by 3, just behind the east side.
Okay, so in theory, by the end of the day, we can have a new leader. We got 3 rounds of burbs. Okay. All right, let's play. Battle of Burbs Wednesday kicks off next. Big Jim's house. CSX. Morning.
Big Jim's house.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, 3 rounds. Let's get our players on the phone here. And I did that. Hopefully Jeremy calls back. Tracy and Dave, how you doing?
Hey.
I just hung up on Jeremy downriver by accident. Oh, no. Hope he calls back. Hold on. Let's see if Angie's getting him right now. I just fat fingered him. Hold on. We're going to get him. Jeremy, I hung up on you. I'm sorry.
Yep. I'm here.
Okay, cool. We're on the party line and I hit beep twice. Okay, so now, who's going to win?
Me.
Okay, here's how it goes. Tracy, you represent East Side. You'll yell out East. Dave, West Side, yell out West. Jeremy, Downriver, yell out Down. Ryan will call out who buzzed in first. Do not answer until we call on you. You get one guess per question. Here we go. This actor who starred in Footloose, A Few Good Men, and
Down.
Mystic River.
Downriver!
Jeremy, what's the answer?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah! 62 years old today. All right, question number 2. Dave and Tracy, you're still in this, okay?
Okay.
All right, nice and loud. Game show loud. David Lee Roth recently changed his name to David L. Roth. He's known as the lead singer for what band?
Down.
Downriver.
Holy crap. Jeremy for the win.
Van Halen.
Nice. And now Dave and Tracy are mad that we buzzed him back into the game.
Let him back in.
Should have kept him on a hang up. Okay. Well, you guys, don't worry about it. We got 2 more shots today.
We play at 7:20 next and 8:20.
All right. And Jeremy, $25 to the butchery, brother.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. You got to give us a Downriver.
Downriver.
Big Jim's house.
CSX Big Jim's house. Good morning, everybody. 7:02. There's Ryan, there's Ange. Thanks for joining us this morning, man. We appreciate you guys. Okay. I want to give you a couple things. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Downriver won the 6 a.m., so they are only 1 back, right?
2 back. Downriver two and back. East Side are now tied at 48.
Okay. And we got 2 more rounds. We'll get players in about 10 minutes here. We could have a new leader, or at least someone tied for the lead by the end of the day, because we play 3 times. So we'll get that in a little bit. We're about to play for you. The keyword is
Irish.
Yes. I don't know what possessed this guy to do it, but it's greatness. And I guarantee you, when we all start going back to Irish pubs next St. Patrick's Day, you're going to hear this here in Detroit.
Yeah.
Someone's going to do this. He took one of the most iconic TV show theme songs and turn it into an Irish reel or bar song or whatever the hell you call it.
Yeah,
what do you call it?
Like an old Irish folk tale.
There it is. Listen closely.
Well, this is a story all about how my life got flipped and turned upside down. If you have a minute to listen right here, I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. Del Foyer. I was born and raised.
That's the one.
On the playground I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing and cooling. And shooting some basketball outside the school.
That is fantastic.
Philadelphia.
And shooting some basketball. You got to watch it. The guy's great, man. You're right. Old Shillelagh next year, someone's going to be singing that.
Yeah.
You know that. Text us, 248-398-9279. Keyword is...
Irish.
Big Jim's House.
Here we go. Second round, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, our classic rock edition. One guaranteed classic rock question each hour. Current score, Ryan?
Is West Side 50, Down River, and East Side are tied at 48.
Wow. We got our players on the phone. Everybody ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready. Who's going to win?
Down.
Oh, Heather's house fired up. Okay, here we go. Craig, you're on line one. You're East Side. All you got to do is yell out East. Cool?
Cool.
All right. Aaron, West Sider, so you yell out West, right?
West
side. It's nice. And Heather, you're downriver. You know what to do, right?
Down.
Okay, we're gonna have you guys better step your game up because she's bringing it. Okay, here we go. Two out of three wins. You don't answer until we call on you. Make sure you yell it out. Game show loud. Here we go. What guitarist asked the question, "Are you experienced?"
Downriver.
Heather, what's the answer?
Jimi Hendrix.
Winner, chicken dinner.
What I really want to know is, are you experienced?
Okay, question number two. Heather's got one. 10 years ago today, what NBA player announced he was leaving the Cavaliers and taking his talents to South Beach?
East Side.
Craig, nice and loud. What's the answer? Craig?
Scottie Pippen.
Not Scottie Pippen. 10 years ago. He left the Cavaliers and announced on ESPN he was taking his talents to South Beach. Somebody's phone. Okay. Oh. Anyone? Heather? Aaron? You want to take a shot at it?
I'll take, how about the Shaq?
Not the Shaq. Aaron, nothing, huh?
Kobe Bryant.
Not Kobe. LeBron James. It was LeBron.
Oh.
There we go. Question number three. 20 years ago today, J.K. Rowling released her fourth book about this young wizard.
Down River!
Heather for the win.
Harry Potter!
Wow.
Big Jim's House.
A lot of people asking about the video that we got. We didn't do it. Our buddy Diana did it. It's amazing. She took her drone into the palace. What's left of it? If you want to see it, text us. The keyword is...
Palace.
They did a lot of work.
It's really cool, though, because we've seen them. She's flown the drone around the outside of it. You've been able to see all the angles of that, but when you see her go in, it's wild.
Yeah, what's left? And they're knocking it down Saturday.
Yes.
So we understand. They're going to blow the rest of it up here. Okay. I mentioned Magic Man because yesterday, if you guys have noticed, kind of a rumble in my voice. It drops in and out a little bit over the past 2 or 3 weeks. Thought it was just like so many people right now, Cottonwood or whatever, but it just wouldn't go away. So I went to an ENT guy. Never really been to one here. So I go to an ear, nose, throat person, and they wanted to check your vocal cords. So the first thing they do, I never knew this, they try to do it the old school way, is they put a mirror on like a stick, and they stick it in the back of your throat.
Just try to look down?
That didn't work.
No.
Yeah. I felt like a cat with a hairball. So now they do that tube, or like a little, a scope, and they stick it up your nostril, in your nose, and then into the back of your throat so they can see your vocal cords. Now, they can't numb you because of coronavirus testing, because they got to spray stuff in there and it would screw up the test. So you feel them stick that in there. So that's what I was sitting there. And you got a guy in front of you who's like talking to you while you've got this thing stuck up your nose.
That's the thing I've never understood. Because even when you go to the dentist and stuff, so how was your day? What have you been doing at work?
I'm sitting there with this thing, like, I can feel it in the back of my throat. And he's like, you know, so how long you lived in Waterford? So, nothing bad. It's just tore up my throat. It's all good. It'll get better. But it was interesting. Never had that done before. That is a weirdly invasive procedure. Now, is he supposed to stand up and straddle the chair and go, "Yah, Yahoo Cowboy," when he does it? He kept rubbing my hair and calling me Steve.
Oh, boy.
He's probably listening right now, too. I'm sorry. I'm joking. You called me Jim.
That's when you just run out.
You can't.
Wrong doctor.
They got you on a hook up your nose. You're like a trout.
Big Jim's House.
248-398-9279. Here's why. Listen closely to the audio. Now, if you want to watch these videos, and you should, the keyword is...
jump.
Yeah. Big party there up on the roof. Now, that slap sound that you heard, that smack, that was somebody's body when they jumped off the roof, second floor, and hit the awning, trying to jump into the pool.
Yeah, like an aluminum awning across the top of the
And house. This young lady, well, you'll see it. Again, keyword is...
jump.
Come on, man. Have you ever had a party? Is there anything that jumps out? Pardon the pun.
You know what? Here's a good one. My graduation party. My brother decided to bring all his friends over there.
Never
Things good. Got a little rowdy, and there was a train track behind our house, and for whatever reason, always a train stopped on there. Just waiting there. So we decided it'd be cool to go there and listen to him play his guitar while sitting on it. Well, on our way walking there, one girl tripped and must have hit like a railroad stake that was sticking out a little bit. Just gashed her shin. And then another girl stood on top of the train, fell off and just cracked her head wide open.
This is all for your graduation party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody was fine and it was all right, but...
She's okay, folks. But still.
It's like, what?
The train performance concert series
don't
was
ever
over.
Don't climb up on the train, man.
No, don't climb up on the train, man.
Big Jim's House.
We found these videos of people trying crazy things at pool parties that are big fails. So just text us 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, once again is...
jump.
Yeah. We want to hear your stories. Weirdest thing you've seen at a party. Or maybe you did it. 248-398-9279. We noticed something, though, in both these videos. The first one, this lady, you'll see her jumping off the roof, trying to clear an awning and land in the pool.
Yeah.
Which in itself is like, what are you thinking?
Well, there's an awning, then there's about 3 feet of concrete, and then the pool.
And you will also notice in this video, nobody cares when she hits the awning. They are all so hammered, they don't care. Nobody even moves.
Hey, she came up, man.
Wait a minute, though. There is one thing. One person moves. Listen closely. You'll hear somebody give them the... That's her. What did I tell you?
Okay. What did I tell you?
So then they have the other one where this lady, she goes trampoline pool,
roof trampoline pool.
Again, keyword jump. We'll send it to you. And you'll notice and you'll hear somebody else here.
Hit it! Oh, my God!
I told you, there's always one person at every party who's the one that tells you, like, you really shouldn't do that.
I always have that voice reason, but it never comes out.
Both videos are on there. I don't know which one's worse.
The trampoline, because you're buckling your knees and smashing.
The way this lady hits that awning, though. We had a friend of ours, every time we had a party in our house, if someone closed the sliding glass door, you'd have to yell out at her.
She'd walk through it?
Peggy! Door! She broke her nose once and then hit it again like 2 months later. You get up in the morning party, it looks like someone smeared red Jell-O on your door. You're like, Peggy!
Should I clean the walls and the windows and stuff, honey? No, Peg's coming over tonight. Keep them dirty.
Peggy! And she had enough liquid in her that she would laugh. And we'd laugh.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
It's funny until you wake up and go, oh, man, that really did happen.
Nose off to one side.
Peggy!
She hit the door. Hold on. Steve in Commerce, what you got, man?
Good morning, guys. Hey, one time in the UP, I was walking along in the pitch dark to go take a leak outside of a house party.
Right.
And I walked, you know how they have outdoor basement accesses? The steps are outside the house.
Right.
I walked right off the edge of one of those and straight to the bottom, but like never got hurt. I was just drunk enough to manage that well.
You were.
It was a solid 8-foot drop.
Good Lord, dude. Steve. All right, brother. Well, glad you're okay, man. Thanks for sharing the story, too.
Yeah, man. Well, that was many years ago, guys.
Well, yeah. Yeah, walk it
off. Have a good one, man.
There he goes. Kathy just texted us. You have it?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, go ahead. Check this one out, folks. 248-399-2279. Go ahead.
At my graduation party, my boyfriend thought it would be a good idea to set bottle rockets off from between his teeth. He had a huge scorch mark where his mustache used to be and blackened teeth. The next morning, he asked what happened to him. He had no idea.
Come on.
Oh, been there.
Come on. If you had video of that now, that you would that's $1 million video.
What are you doing?
What are you... Okay. Between your teeth?
I mean, a lot's got to go and come into play for that. You got to have the bottle rockets. You got to have big enough gaps between your teeth to be able to fit them in there.
No, you're
approaching... I'm going the other way.
No, you're approaching this as a sober person. That's what you're... No.
Big Jim's house.
It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Who's going to win?
Yeah.
That was good. Okay. Patrick, you're downriver, so you'll yell out down. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Craig, west side. You yell out west. You know that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Be nice and loud, Craig. We want to make sure we hear you. Game show loud. And Jerry, you're east side, so you yell out east, right?
East side.
There we go. Very cool. Okay. Three questions. Got to get 2 out of 3 to win. Ryan is the judge. Do not answer until he tells you to. And here we go. John Bonham, best known as the drummer for what band?
West Side.
West, it was there. Craig, what's the answer?
Definitely.
Okay, there's... Bonzo. Okay. Question number 2. On this day in 1996, the British girls group, this British girls group, released their debut single, Wannabe.
East Side.
Down.
Jerry, what's the answer?
Spice Girls.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. All right, East Side, West Side 1. Patrick, you're still in this, dude. You ready?
I'm going to win.
Okay, here we go. Question number 3. 51 years ago today, a patent was issued for this colorful game featuring a mat and a spinner.
East Side.
Wow. Jerry, for the win.
Twister.
There it is. Dude, that was a good game, man. All right, Jerry, you got the $25 to the butchery. Your beautiful neighbor butcher shop, man. You can head on in there. Your neighborhood butcher shop will get you set up there. And, guys, Craig and Patrick, we play again this time tomorrow, so you got another chance, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Awesome. Now, what do we need from Jerry again? What is it? What do you need to yell?
East Rules.
Big Jim's house.
CSS Big Jim's house. It's 8:37. This will be the 7th straight day in Detroit over 90 degrees. Let's go to our weatherman.
This pop isn't working, Benny. I'm baking like a toasted cheeser. It's so hot here. 150 degrees outside. You can't play baseball.
Thank you, guys. Okay. We were talking in the studio about this. We have this list that the Metro Times did. It's great. What they're asking is, well, what they put out was the 25 best ice cream places in Detroit and surrounding.
Yes.
If you want to see if the keyword, of course, is...
List.
Yeah. You can agree or disagree on the list. I mean, there's always ones you want to add in there. I'd put Cook's in there. I didn't see Cook's Dairy in there. I saw Guernsey. That's a good one. Do people go for ice cream like they go for food? We've had this discussion on the show before. 248-398-9279. We got people who have driven all the way up on the other side of the bridge to go to Clyde's for a burger.
Right.
And then driven back. People have driven to other states. But for ice cream, how far have you driven? And do you have a go-to place that you will drive a couple hours or more just to get ice cream?
I feel like people definitely drive to get ice cream. If you hear about some crazy milkshake or some wild concoction that people are doing, you'll go get it, right? If you're that big.
I don't know.
Ice cream fan?
I don't know. On a day like today, yeah, it sounds really good. It sounds really good. Again, keyword is...
List.
But if you're willing to admit, how far have you driven just to get ice cream? And is it like a food thing? I honestly don't know. 248-398-9279. There's a place in Traverse City called Moomer's. If you're ever in Traverse City, you got to drive outside of town a little bit. It's on a dairy farm. Dude. Moomer's.
Moomer's.
Moomer's. Moomer's.
Oh, I remember the...
Didn't win a bunch of awards or something. It was like on Good Morning America or something. But it's called Moomer's.
The best is like the old school ice cream where you walk in, you get to see them all right in front of you.
That's Moomer's. But that's like
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All gray. When I used to go up north there, there was this place called Zaner's, I think. So somebody's got to know what this one is. It was
Zaner's?
Like legendary there. I was little, but But it was a creaky old wooden door. You open up and walk in and...
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's the good stuff. Well, check out the list. Keyword, of course, is...
List.
Yeah, we'll send it right to your phone. But 248-398-9279. If you're taking a road trip just for ice cream, I imagine we do, especially, again, today, 95 for a high. Actually, 94.7 for a high.
Hey!
Hey-oh! Yeah. Lock it in, rip off the knob, and get yourself some ice cream.
Traveling in a fighter coming on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
We got this list. Metro Times put it together. There are 25 best ice cream places in the Motor City. Not just Detroit, surrounding areas as well.
Right.
Check it out for yourself. The keyword is...
List.
We've been getting some really cool suggestions, too. If you have a suggested place, 248-398-9279. You can also text us. Same number. What's the one on Springwells?
Tracy texted in that you have to try Family Treat in Detroit on Springwells. They're always packed because they have excellent ice cream, and tomorrow is Footlong Day. So you got to check that one out.
Tracy knows. If you know the specials at a local joint that you go to, you're a regular.
And Family Treat did make that list that's up there.
Oh, they are?
We're talking about it, yes.
Somebody said the MSU Dairy Store. I have heard this from a couple people. I don't know if you take a road trip to East Lansing today. It's going to be 94.7 for a high. So, I don't know. Maybe you make a road trip. What was the other one? Custard Corner. I live in Waterford. Custard Corner is over by Mott High School. That's been there forever. But you don't eat ice cream.
I don't like ice cream. I'm kind of going with that. Because I'm a big sherbet guy. God, people are going to light me up.
No!
I'm a sherbet guy, but I'm going to go with it is ice cream. Because we looked it up and there's a little dairy in it.
Okay.
That makes it ice cream to me.
You like the sherbet.
But I just can't do it.
What was the shake place that your fiance was talking about? Is that in Howell?
Yeah, the M Street Baking Company in Howell. They make milkshakes that look like wild, I don't know. Bloody Marys almost.
Yeah, it looks like an ice cream Bloody Mary. There's like 18 different types of chocolate.
Sticking out of it.
Things sticking out of
it. She wants to go there big time, but I have no, I mean, I'll take her because I'm, you know, a loving person, but got to cover myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we're, you know, Brian, we should really go there. I don't want to.
If you ain't got, if you don't got sherbet or like the SpongeBob ice cream, I don't.
Okay, you were fine with sherbet. You were there. There are people who would agree with you. You don't throw out SpongeBob ice cream if you're over 12.
You get a gumball after it's like 2-in-1.
You don't. Seriously, what do? Stomp your feet if you can't get rainbow sherbet? Superman ice cream is basically rainbow sherbet.
I don't like it.
Why?
I just don't think it tastes good.
Tell
everybody. It's a different taste than sherbet.
Explain why you don't like ice cream, though. You're explaining this to me in the studio.
It just it feels weird in your mouth, and it just, I don't like it. It's just, yeah. Like, if ice cream could make a noise, that would be it. Okay. Yeah.
Now, Ryan has a homeowner, and he's getting married in November, and there are certain topics we can bring him in the air. You turn into a 6-year-old.
Yeah, I'm a child when it comes to food.
Yeah, you
do. I like chicken fingers and French fries, and I like sour candy and fruity... Sherbert.
I don't like Skittles. They're too crunchy. Do you like Skittles?
Well, yeah.
Okay. What do you mean, well, yeah?
That's like a sweet candy. Okay. All about them.
What about filet mignon?
I mean, yeah, I'll eat it. No, that's good. That's steak.
Coney dogs.
I just started liking those because I just started liking
Look at
raw
you
onions.
At the big boy table.
Yeah, raw onions just entered my life. So.
You might be sitting with the adults for Thanksgiving. You keep this up, man.
Big Jim's house.
This lady was being nice. She was opening up a fold-up. You ever do the bed where you pull the fold-out bed from a couch?
Yeah.
You know, the two little springs.
Oh, yeah.
And they're spring-loaded. They're legitimately spring-loaded. They don't mess around. So she's going to get this out for her friend. And her friend's filming her saying how nice she is. Well, if you want to see this video, the keyword, of course, is...
Bed.
Okay. And it's magical.
She's a good egg making me my bed.
She's just been eaten by the bed. The laugh. The poor woman, man. This poor woman, though, when you see her, she literally gets eaten by... She gets eaten by the bed.
Yeah, she disappears into the bed.
She's gone. Where did she go? Again, it's greatness. We'll text it right to your phone. 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
Bed.
One more time.
She's a good egg making me my bed.
Big Jim's House.
CSX Big Jim's House wrapping up the show. That was a lot of fun today. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. We're back tomorrow. Thursday we play at 8:20, right?
8:20, yeah.
So we get players. Go ahead.
8:10. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. No, we'll have to show up. Oh, my God. We step on each other's words. Hold my hand. We're married. That's Ryan over there. Angie working the phones this morning. And couple notes. If you missed the video of the palace, our friend Diana Cassetti actually posted a drone video going into the palace. If you want to see it before they knock it down on Saturday, text us. The keyword is
palace.
All right. And tomorrow morning, we're talking to our buddy Andre. He lives in Kalamazoo. He's 53 years old, and he's going to do something that he's part of a reality TV contest. Have you ever heard anything like this?
Oh, no, not this way.
It's called the Great Grass Race, which is not trying to get to the store in Ann Arbor when they legalize marijuana. It's totally different. He's going to drive a lawn tractor from L.A. to New York. A riding lawnmower.
I love it. I don't know how it's going to happen. Love the idea of it, though.
Now, if it was just that, it'd be one thing, right? But they're going to leave with no money, just what he's got on. And he's got to make his way across the country. We're going to talk to him tomorrow morning. We'll probably have him on at 7:20 tomorrow morning, if we can work this out.
Always look on the more power to you.
You can only go, what, 5.5 miles an hour?
5.5 miles an hour is what they
go. It's over 3,000 miles.
Yeah.
They're talking months.
They give them 3 months to do it. Wow.
So that's why we threw out the question. Start thinking about it. So we'll talk about it tomorrow morning. What is the craziest thing you've ever done? Because, come on. And he's a great guy.
He is.
He's awesome. A great guy.
He's a good dude.
This is going to be good. We're going to follow him, too. But we'll talk with him tomorrow morning. And you'll kind of hear the whole story and what he's concerned about and what they're really doing. So we'll get into it. All right. You guys be good. Donnie's coming in next. She's at Lady Jane's. We'll be there Friday morning.
Yep.
Do we have to clean up before Donnie comes in?
I don't know. I'll just throw stuff around. I think we make it dirtier, right?
Yeah, because that's what you want to do is move into a dirty workspace in this world. Good call. You guys be safe. See you tomorrow.
Forget about your safety of the audience.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.